Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Lil House Phone episode. Lil House Phone is from the podcast No Jumper, so shout out to Cam Grohl for linking us up. My favorite part of his interview was talking about the up-and-coming, new, and exciting rappers out of Flint, Michigan. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time ever on the podcast, Lil House Phone from the No Jumper podcast. Sir. You're leaving me hanging. No.
Sorry. Mr. Stevie Weeby.
Yeah.
How are you, man?
Thanks for coming, man. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited you're here. I'm a fan of what you guys are doing over there. I look up to you, your guys' platform.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Very much, sir.
How did you... we were talking about some crazy conspiracy stuff.
We were.
Yeah, because we're talking about the Epstein.
Very
crazy documentary on Netflix.
I was gonna say very, very big fan, but not of Epstein, but of the whole... Yeah. Just whatever's going on. I'm like, dude, this is fucking crazy.
These fools drink blood, and they love drinking blood and doing the satanic stuff, huh?
Dude, they like doing a lot of weird shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Do you believe the dude had his own island where he flew
you get that much money, you can literally fucking do whatever you want. That's the fucked up part.
Leave the kids alone, you know what I mean?
I know.
Can't they go surfing or learn how to body surf, do something?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? When you're like a fucked up individual and you just start getting hella money and just have hella access to just whatever you want,
yeah,
it just, you know, it could turn out fucking ugly, man. It's weird as fuck, dude.
Do you believe I was so happy when because I wasn't mad at you that you overslept because I was like, oh, he's probably like me because I sleep like 7-8 in the morning sometimes.
Yeah, my sleep schedule is all over the place. It really just depends on what the fuck is going on.
Do you go down the YouTube rabbit hole?
I'll go down the YouTube rabbit hole. Sometimes I'll go down the party rabbit hole. Yeah. Sometimes I'll go down to I'm just up FaceTiming some random girl until fucking 8 a.m. Yeah. So it's a lot of different factors.
Yeah.
I've been talking to this girl in like Australia.
Can you give her a shout out? Just the girl from Australia.
Shout out to Lex. She knows.
Yeah. Okay. How'd you meet her?
On Instagram, I guess.
Oh, dude.
No, but then,
so you get flooded. I'm in a relationship, right?
Are you?
I'm in a relationship, four years.
Sorry to hear that, bro.
Okay. I love my girl. I love my girl.
Of course. Shout out. What's her name?
Ailani.
Shout out to Ailani.
Yeah, yeah. So do you get flooded with DMs or what's the deal?
Honestly, no.
Yeah.
It's more dudes in my DMs, honestly.
They look up to you, dude.
It's more like 16-year-old white boys.
But they look up to you.
No, it's sick. And that's why, like, I feel like I kind of have this, like, moral responsibility of, like, you know, not pushing too much bad shit onto them.
Yeah. What do they usually say to you? Hey, bro, I'm a fan of the Joe Jumper.
It's a lot of, like, oh, dude, tell Adam this. And I'm just like, leave me alone, you know?
The only thing that's the last thing he wants to do is
talk to the
dudes. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's that. It's, you know, whatever, like, you know, music shit, or they like, oh, let me send you clothes. So
how many of those do you guys get? Hey, listen to my music.
I get those at least like 20 times a day, at least.
Do you guys help them out or?
Well, so
don't you guys do a whole thing?
Yeah, we do a whole thing.
Let's talk about it.
So it's like, okay, we do a whole thing where you donate and we play your music.
How much? $100?
$100 to play a song, $200 to play it and repost it. I know, it's a pyramid scheme of music.
But dude, that's, I mean.
No, but it's a good opportunity. Like, we've actually.
Exposure, dude.
we've actually like found some really talented people from that stream before that. Yeah. I fucking listen to their music all the day.
Yeah.
So it's a good opportunity, whatever. Tune in every Tuesday.
Okay, what's the name of that particular stream where people send in their music?
So we do the No Jumper Show, which is me, Adam, and Cam Girl.
Yeah.
Who referred me here.
Yeah, shout out to Cam Girl. Yeah.
Shout out to Cam Girl.
For making it happen. Thank you.
We do the No Jumper Show
every
Tuesday night, and then me and Cam Girl do the stream afterwards. So it's just tune in.
Oh,
after.
So you're doing double time, like you do that. Fucking, yeah.
We're on it, man.
I want to get back to the roots. Like, how did you link up with Cam Girl, and then how'd you meet Adam, and how did that whole thing happen?
Well, I think I met Adam just out. I like gave him coke or some shit, or some, like the first time I met him or something. Like him
was
and his friend.
Was it a part like off Melrose or something?
Yeah, just like this is this is like grimy warehouse party. Oh, right. You know?
Like rave, like kind of like rave parties.
Yeah. But more like the like rap part. I don't know. It was like just out and about.
Yeah.
I don't know. We like exchanged info. He thought I was hella funny, and he just like asked me to come on the podcast one day.
Yeah.
And I was super like, I was like far away from LA.
Where were you living at the time?
Well, I was I live in Hawthorne over like by LAX, but I was way out by there. Like UC somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was like at my friend's house, and I remember my name's House Phone because I would have a very hard time keeping a cell phone service all
That's
the time.
How you got your name.
Yeah. So
they couldn't contact you.
Yeah. So my phone at the time only had Wi-Fi, right?
Oh, and little House Phone.
You feel me? So it was like a joke.
That's
know?
Brilliant.
Yeah, you know. So I'm at my.
You know that about him? I had no idea. I just didn't want to question it. I just accepted it. I'm like, cool.
Nah, That's a cool name. Sometimes you got to dive
name.
In, you know?
Yeah. But it's even cooler because there's a story behind it.
There's some real shit. And I used to, like, sell drugs and shit, and all the fucking people would be, like, trying to call my house phone to, like, get me to go deliver it to them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I got caught up with my mom and shit. And
what does that make? Because, I mean, the farthest I went back in the 90s is selling weed, you know, like, with slang little. Bags of weed, but like, does it raise the paranoia level? Like, okay, who's coming at the door?
Well, no, see, so this
safety measures and stuff.
This is the thing, though. I wasn't like some super fucking trapper, and I wasn't like
right.
What it was I was just more of a social, friendly guy who did a lot of drugs,
and people just
knew that I had drugs or could get them drugs.
So it was a personal stash.
Just like sell them drugs that I already pretty much had at a party. Mm-hmm. So then it started getting out of hand when people started calling my house number and shit, like, yo, let me get a fucking gram. I'm like, dude, no, this is not that type of party, you know?
Right.
But look, so I'm out far as fuck away from LA, and Adam sent me a text, and he's like, yo, you want to come be on the podcast? And I didn't see the text for like hours because I wasn't on my friend's Wi-Fi.
Then
I finally saw it, and I like fucking gave my friend like the last $20 I had in my wallet to drive me back to LA. To take me to the podcast.
That's
and
what's up.
I've been doing it for, you know, fucking 3-4 years now.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Like, when you, because I just found that podcast through YouTube, but like, when did it start? Like, was there like a particular guest where you started seeing like it skyrocket?
Because
you guys had some big people on there.
Yeah, well, I mean, by the time I came into the picture, I had already kind of like knew what it was a little bit. Like he already like did like Puya and fucking, you know, like Ian Connor and I think even Lil Yachty and Suicide Boys, XXX. He already did a lot.
I like them. They're tight.
Yeah,
Suicide Boys are hard, dude.
Yeah, they are.
There's the two white
tight.
Dudes, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think
they're
like,
hard, dude.
That's like one of their only interviews. I think.
No, I like them.
Yeah, super
I like
hard.
Them. They're super hard.
That's like one of their only interviews online.
No, they're good rappers, dude.
Shout out to them. Shout out to Suicide Boys.
So like, how do you so? Because I'm trying to learn from y'all, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, this
sure.
is like a small operation here.
Is it? This is not the same apartment from previous videos.
This is it. This is where I've lived for the last over
50. It looks way different.
No, what do you mean? Oh, because they don't see that part. No, it's usually they see bathroom, the
piano, and here.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn, it looks different. I don't know why. Did you rearrange it?
No. I got new I got new Wi-Fi. So I had a...
Wow.
Dude. I had to go through Spectrum, and they forced me to get a new
Spectrum.
They forced me to get a new box, and then they didn't tell me I had to fucking get a new router. So I'm like, well, isn't that part of the deal?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Unfortunately, sir,
Your horny dog at?
He's at my girl. Oh, so you know about Kirby?
Yeah, Kirby's horny.
Shout out
to
Kirby.
Kirby's horny, man.
No, we got him fixed. We got him fixed. Yeah, but So you saw some episodes?
Yeah, man. I tapped in. Yeah. I'm not just gonna come do something and not do some research.
No, that's fine. I'm glad that most people don't. They just show up.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah.
Like, what if you're like a fucking complete weirdo and you're like going to ask me?
Well,
I
am weird in my own right.
No, but like,
I know I do
in
weird
a cool
things.
Ass way.
But alone, when I'm alone, I do weird stuff.
Okay, like what? Give me some of your weirdest things.
Well,
that you
my masturbation stuff's weird.
Why? Why is it weird?
Well, sometimes I look up granny.
That's not weird. That's super normal.
That's normal.
Dude, what?
I felt ashamed. You like Granny Cream Pie?
Oh, man.
You like Granny Cream Pie?
I'm looking up like BBW, like grandma, like big butt mature grandmas.
Okay, so what do you want? I have a girlfriend, but you know, I'm a dude. So
yeah,
when she's there, I have to, you know,
You got
to
do what you got to do.
Okay, so these are my, so I look up Granny. So you know about the granny. Do you do, what else do you look up?
It really depends on what type of mood I'm in. And you know what I do?
Pog cream pie.
Are you familiar with Pog Nation?
Oh, no, but I know. I love Pog.
Okay, hold on. No.
But what is it stamp for? I don't even know what it is, but
fat ass white girl.
Yeah. Brent, do you know about Pog? Yeah. Pog cream pie. Pog
King
Pog
over here.
Pog.
So there's this guy, his name is like the Pog King, and he's like this black dude who's like, he like had this viral video of him being like, "I like white girls more better. They're called Pogs, fat ass white girl." And like it went hella viral or whatever.
And
he's just like, I don't know. Shout out to him. He's funny as fuck. But so what I do is I usually will like associate it with like whatever like kind of crush I have at the moment.
Oh, so you do the fan?
You
do the narrative.
You know, it's like, like
you come up with your own
so if it's
narrative.
Like you know if it's fucking like you know. Dark hair Hispanic Jessica, I'll fucking like look up I'll look up like Latina blah 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 and just kind of match it together.
Do you know about Pacino's Adventures?
No, what's that?
So there's his full name Pacino. He's like it's all like like Brazilian and then it's all like it's all Latin based.
Okay.
It's like one dude.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
He's
so
running
look him
it up.
Yeah, Pacino Adventures. Have you heard about Pacino Adventures? Dude, he's got some sick ones. Brazil, like just South America. Yeah. But
Brazil,
it's just one dude.
Sometimes you'll click on some of the Brazilian ones and like you'll see some ass and it'll turn around and it'll be a dick this big. I'm like, whoa, hey baby.
Do you look up? I don't know if I'm the only one, but this is I'll admit it. Sometimes I don't need. I just want to see the I go POV. Solo, dildo, riding.
You know,
is that weird or is that normal?
Very, very descriptive.
I type all that in. I type it all.
I love that we got into this,
POV,
dude.
You
know,
solo,
also know,
dildo.
Also know a lot of porn stars. Right. So it's like I try to like avoid the ones that I. Like,
oh, that's
know,
right. Because you guys have had haven't you had guests on No
Jumper?
Yeah,
but like I mean, just in my own personal life, like not even really through that.
I've had two.
Yeah.
Asa, shout out to my girl. That's my home girl, Asa. Asa Akira.
Kirby was trying to fuck on her too, right?
Maybe. And then Dana Diarmin has been here. Oh, Sasha Gray.
Sasha Gray.
I had Sasha Gray. Shout out to Sasha Gray.
Yeah, I like that you introduced her as just an author. And you didn't even mention.
She's got a different trajectory.
Really respectful. I noticed that. I was like, shout out to him for that.
Do you ever go through this? Like, once you have them as a guest, you could no longer, they're off. You can't do that anymore.
That's what I'm saying. One time.
I can't do it. I can't look them up. Especially with Asha. She's like a sister to me.
Yeah,
like, I can't look her up.
Yeah, like my homegirl, Arietta Adams. You should look her up if you don't know her. I should have her do the show. She's super sick.
Yeah.
But, I'll be, like, scrolling through, you know, Pornhub and, like, oh, here's the homegirl with her asshole spread open.
Yeah.
With cum dripping out of it, you know?
Do you just, what's your method? Do you just use your hand or, because I went through have you done the pocket vagina thing?
No, I have not. No.
You haven't done it?
No, I haven't, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm
you haven't.
Like,
even, you could put oil in it and stuff too.
You know what? Okay. If anybody if anybody wants to surprise me with anything, buy me the
Do you want me to get you one? I could go to Asa. No, I got you.
No,
you
I want the fuck my big ass thing. Like,
oh, I got one in the closet.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Let me see it right now.
It's hidden deep in there.
No way. Can you show me after?
It's a black butt. You want to tell you
yo.
You
know,
I had it.
You're
it
amazing.
Was so it was so heavy.
It's so heavy.
I put the oil in it, and then so I had it. Hold up, I was lying on my back, and I was looking at videos, and so it got lopsided. So what happened is
so you were trying to like
no. Hear me. Yeah.
Yo, you're
so I had my phone here, and then it got lopsided. So when it got lopsided, all the oil poured all over my sheets. So I got discouraged. So I got mad. So I'm like, no, I'm still going to do this. So I like try to wash it down. I sprayed it down and I put a towel on there and I put it so I could go on top of it.
Yeah. You should have started
real
off
top.
Like that.
Real time. No,
was that your first time trying to use it?
Yeah. It felt
why
good.
Would you,
it felt good. Though.
I know, but why would you start good. Off with trying to have it on top of you?
Because I wanted to do, I like that. I wanted to make it seem like,
but it's like that thing. Yeah. I feel like it's so heavy and just
it,
like
I wasn't used to it. I'm like, oh, this is heavy, and I was touching it. It was soft, and I put and then I poured
how
the
much is
oil.
It?
I don't. It was a gift,
dude. That's what I'm saying. Somebody gift me one.
Do you want? What do you want? What do you want? A tenchu egg? You want a? What do you want? A vagina? Like
I
a
want
pocket
the
vagina?
Ass one. I want the big ass thing.
You want the whole thing? The torso.
Yeah. Wait. Is that not what you're talking about?
I have the torso.
That's what I'm saying. I want the torso.
If my mom watches this, she'll be so ashamed. I do this.
I hope my mom isn't watching this. My mom's in the hospital
right
now.
Are you open to using something like that?
Dude, I just told you five times I wanted one.
You want one.
I hope my mom isn't watching this. She's actually.
Let me see. I'm going to show you. I might have one right here.
You got pictures of it?
No, I have like
this. Dude, this is amazing. I'm so glad that you have this because I want one.
God, let me grab one from the bathroom.
You got a little freaky mask right here, too. Horny man.
This one I don't use anymore.
Oh, yeah. Shit. This one looks very used.
So this one, yeah. Like. Dude. So this is how it works.
Put some damage
I'm glad
into
that this is a fun one. I didn't think we'd be talking about this, but it comes with.
He just like grabbed the lips.
It comes with. I'm missing this, because there's like a cap. You have to screw it on. So what happens here is, I know it's dirty, but this is another thing. I'm glad you brought this up because I had my own personal technique. I have a heater. See that orange thing? It's a Black & Decker heater. So what I would do is I would pour the oil or I would use Vaseline too. I'll dip Vaseline in here and then the heater
you like so much like preparation.
Yeah, there's thought put into it. And so I heat it up, wash my hands with like Dial, you know, so okay. It's just
sanitary,
my OCD,
sanitary.
OCD,
yeah.
And so, and then I'll queue up, I'll get my, like, X video, I'll get it all ready, mm-hmm. put my, I always like to use headphones.
Why headphones?
So I don't want it to be playing out loud, I want to, like, I want the whole audio experience.
I usually, like, turn it down, like, I mute my phone all the way to the bottom and then turn it up one notch from the bottom. So super low.
Conspicuous, too.
Yeah, you know.
So I'll put this near the heater,
mm-hmm.
And then I go directly, let's say this is the heater, I'll go like really close so it gets really inside the hole. So with the Vaseline.
Do you do your girlfriend's vagina like that too? Before
no,
you,
no.
You just put the heater right by her?
As you can see, this is, I haven't used this in a while. So dude. That's the way I used to do it. But I even have a grosser, way. If you want to hear it.
Go, just lay it out there.
Okay,
let's switch to after this, though.
Oh, you want to switch?
I want to ask about this fresh dive.
Okay. I got sick of using my hand. I got sick of using this.
Yeah.
And
I got
to a point where I'm like, fuck, when I nut, I don't want to like get the paper towel. And
yeah.
Like, so
I just leave it sometimes. Yeah. Just let it dry.
Right. So one night I decided to, I'll just use a condom. And I'll just jerk off with a condom.
Mm.
And so, you just unfold the condom, and then I'm like, oh, well, it's kind of dry, so I just squirted lotion, squirted lotion in it.
In the condom?
Yeah.
Or outside of the condom?
Inside of it. So it's kind of, you're kind of replicating, just hear me out, little house phone. You're kind of replicating like this thing, but you're,
with the condom.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
So let's go on to the fresh shelf thing. Let's get off this.
I love the attention to detail.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is, we're a lot alike, I think.
No, for sure.
We're a lot alike.
For sure.
So this is.
Shout out to Rick, by the way.
Yeah, so these are samplers, and this is how I first started making beats. So this is, I got this, I'm glad you brought this up, because this has, like, sentimental value to me. When I went to Arizona State, I had a homie, he was from New York, he was a DJ, and there was, like, local rap crews that we'd go to these shows, like...
battling shit.
No, not battling. It would be like the Alcoholics or the Far Side would come through, and it'd be right by campus. So that's what we would do on a Friday. Okay. We wouldn't go to like frat parties. Yeah, we go, okay, we're gonna go to the show. Okay. And so, but before these major acts like opening up for Black Sheep or opening up for whoever, Dell, it would be the local group from Tempe. Yeah. And so they were pretty tight. And
really?
I'm like, oh, these guys are local, but they made their own beats. So I would try, I like would bump into one of them. His name was Jimmy the Mantis Claw.
Jimmy the Mantis Claw.
There's a crew called Supermarket.
Okay.
And they were like the main dudes. They were always doing the shows for these big acts coming into town. I'm like, so there's this place called Headquarters with, it was a bong store, like a smoke shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd go in there because you'd get the flyers from the smoke shop.
Yeah, okay.
And so I would bump into them and I'd be like, hey, like I was trying to figure out how are you guys doing your this is before computers.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, how you doing your music? How you making your beat? Like, how you doing that? And you know, like with producers back then is like Jedi secrets.
Yeah,
they didn't want to tell you how they did their shit.
Well, like, cause like now think about how easily like replicated like certain sounds are and like certain producers are. You know, it's like
you don't
even have to go to that producer to get that sound
exactly.
Anymore.
Like, and right now there's programs where you could get the kit, the drum kit or whatever.
You can fucking look up someone's splice kit,
and then just take their
just jack their whole shit. Yeah,
yeah. So back then, I met a homie in the dorm. He lived in a different dorm, but he had a 2 turntables and he had vinyl in his dorm room. Mm-hmm. And then I met another guy that was trying to do music, Kendall, and we're like, oh, we want to do like, how do we record? Because before we were just
like
whatever.
Being assholes.
Yeah. And so he's like, he sold this to me, but he didn't really explain how this worked or what it was.
You just had to, like,
but I go,
it out.
This is what I need. What is this? He goes, no, that's all you need.
He's like, the force be with
you. Yeah. So what this did is I didn't know where to start. I'm like, what? There's 8 buttons? And I'm like, what the fuck? And then you can put batteries in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, what is this? And he goes, it's a sampler. I go, well, what's a sampler? He goes, you sample sounds on it. And I go,
Mark, what the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean? And so it was such a like gruesome like process where there's a local record store near campus, and then I would try to get jazz records or just anything I could loop, or like when I found out what this could do.
All records right there?
Yeah, those are all records.
Yeah.
But then like I was at my folks' house in Gilbert. It was like winter break, and I'm like, I brought this back home from the dorms, and I turned it on, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna figure this out. But I didn't have any of my records. I had a Beatles CD, like Sgt. Pepper's.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took it through the CD player RCA into these holes. And I just sampled like just regular Beatles, weird obscure Beatles songs. I'm like, oh, I have like 4 seconds to sample this, you know. And then I figured it out. I'm like, well, what do I need? What do you need to make the basic hip hop track?
Yeah.
Oh, a breakbeat. I need some kind of beat where it loops perfectly, right?
Yeah,
and so that's when it just opened up. I'm like, I'll put the drum beat, like the dopest break beat I could possibly find on a breakbeat CD or whatever, a record, and I'll just put it on 4, and then I'll just have it loop the whole, you know, the whole, it's like a pause tape, you know? So I'm like, oh, okay. And then I have all these other options. I could put anything on these other buttons. So that's when I figured it
out. Open up the whole Pandora's box.
Yeah, dude. And I'm like, oh, I could put a horn or upright bass on, you know.
You know what's crazy? So, like, I started rapping around the same time that I started doing the podcast.
Well, I want to talk about your music trajectory. Yeah.
Well, I always, like, made music, but I didn't take it. I really didn't take it seriously until, like, a couple, like, maybe, like, a year ago, 2 years ago. But
What made you, like, take it seriously?
Well, just, like, I had this one song that, it just started getting hella fucking streams out of nowhere, and, like, people just fucking loved it, and, like, you know, like, most of the songs that I made up until that point were kind of just, like, joking around, and, like, you know, they had, like, maybe hundreds of thousands of views, you know, whatever, and then this one had, like, millions, and I was like, oh,
millions
shit.
Millions on YouTube?
Well, like, 2 million on YouTube, on the video, maybe 3 million on SoundCloud, and, like, 3 million on Spotify or some shit, and I was just like, dude, what the fuck?
What were you using to record it?
So, funny story about that, this whole song is, I was on tour. It was like, it was the No Jumper tour.
Yeah.
It was Smoke Perp, Lil Pump, Adam 22, Cam Girl, Lil House Phone, Rojas on the beat, who was a producer.
That's crazy.
Right? And we go on this big tour or whatever. A lot of drugs, alcohol, crazy shit involved. I got kicked off of the tour.
Why'd you get kicked off?
Like,
how do you get kicked
we
off?
Had a break.
We
had
own
a
tour.
Yeah, I know. We had a break. We had, like, a break in between, and I was, like, texting Adam, like, oh, hey, when are we meeting up so we can go to Arizona? And they're like, oh, like, they don't want you back on the tour. And I was like, all right.
You're wilding out.
I guess so, yeah. But, I mean,
don't you wild out on tour? You get turned up on tour, don't you?
It was some weird shit, man.
You party after this thing, right?
Hey, man. I guess I was partying harder than everyone else, but that's not the case. But anyway.
But that's what people do on tour.
It was so long ago. Whatever. But so while I got kicked off the tour, I was back at home and kind of just like, damn, you know, whatever. And I just made this song. I made that song.
What inspired you? Did you just do it on the fly? Like, were you like, well, what made you do that?
I was kind of sad about getting kicked off the tour. Especially, I'm so sorry. No. Yeah.
That needed to happen.
Exactly. It kind of put me
in
check.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to the Arizona show really bad because, like, one of my friends went to ASU.
Me too. I went there too.
Yeah, and I hadn't seen him in a long time. And, like, you know, I had girls lined up already in Arizona. Like, it was.
You live at the dorm?
I don't know where that. Okay. No, he didn't live at the dorm. He, like, him and our other friend had an apartment, like, close by.
I probably know about those apartments. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking lit.
I used to get faded out there, dude. It's a blur to me. It's a blur.
It was that whole tour is a blur.
So you're in Tempe then. So you hit Phoenix, Tempe, Tucson, maybe.
We were supposed to.
They hit it. Yeah,
I didn't hit it. So I was really, like, kind of down about it. And I was like, you know what, fucking, I don't know, I'm gonna go record or whatever. And I was on Twitter. And shout out my homie Filthy from Working on Dying. They, like, produced, like, all of the last Lil Uzi album. I was on Twitter, and I guess I was just scrolling through, and someone, like, tagged him and was like, oh, you should sample this anime, Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, and, that's a sick idea.
And I heard it, and I was like, nigga, I'm about to sample this shit. And we sampled it, and then we made my song called Tokyo Goons, and all the fucking anime nerds and shit went crazy. I still have never seen the show.
That's...
People ask me...
I thought you were a fan of it.
No, not at all. This is my first time revealing this, because people ask me all the time, do I watch it? And I'm like, no, dude, I just so happened to come across someone telling my other producer friend to sample this.
Do you sample off vinyl or, like, just the cartoon?
Oh, no, we were just in the studio. We, like, typed in, you know, Tokyo Ghoul season 1 theme song, ripped
oh,
it
you
from,
just ripped this ripped theme
it from
song?
YouTube and looped it a little bit and then made a beat around
that's
it.
Crazy.
Yeah, man.
How'd you do the drums on it? Would you make?
I didn't do it. Well, okay.
So, I'm trying to learn, like, because I'm, like, old school. Like, I'm trying to look new production.
My homie uses, like, Reaper or some shit like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, looped, like, the she ain't there. Mm-hmm. We looped that, and then.
Just added kicks just and added, snares around it?
Everything around it. Piano, fucking everything.
And then what? How'd you get the idea? Like, what'd you know what to write about? Or you just,
oh,
like,
I
I'm just going to.
I just start fucking freestyling. Like, you know,
and then,
like,
it just worked out.
Yeah, there's, like, a line in the song where I say, she think I'm famous. So she's sucking on my anus, and I bend over in the video and, like, spread my ass in the video.
That's crazy, and that went viral.
Up until that point, I had never gotten my ass ate by a girl either, so it was like me just like trying to be funny, to be honest.
Dudes love it, huh?
I had this girl do it to me one time. It was fine.
I like how it went from your music, or it goes from like a serious topic to me breaking this out. Like, so anyway, you put oil in here. It's like all over the place.
I love it.
Okay. All right.
Dude, I've had a really all over the place weekend, dude.
I hear you. No, I want to get like, have you? Me, I think I'm going not through a depression, but I feel like I'm not saying we're living during the end days, but I kind of do. I kind of do.
Kind of might be, man.
Because like,
but maybe every generation felt like this before.
No, I think there's something like really fucked up going on.
It's something
like
weird
the Illuminati.
In the air.
Like someone's like doing their final move to like, make this a communist nation or like some.
Man,
like
dude.
New World Order, you know what I mean? Because I'm scared. They're telling us we can't leave. This is the curfew. Put on the mask. Shut your mouth. Don't leave. You know, I'm scared. You know, I don't want to fucking be in, like living like this.
I'm like, I can't go fucking see my Australian girl.
Exactly. Don't you want to take a flight over there or fly her out here and have a good time?
She's going to fly me out there. But,
there you go.
You know, but yeah, dude. I don't, like, to be honest, dude, it's just like it's so much going on right now. And just
crazy.
Like, I don't know. I've had a very like eye-opening weekend. Like my mom went to the hospital.
Is she okay?
I mean, I thought everything was okay at first, and then I got a call back that she was in the ICU and in critical condition. And it was like me, my sister, my nephew, and my aunt like went to go visit her or whatever, right? And it was in this shitty little rundown like little hospital, and like they like are not giving us any information. They won't let us in and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
And on the way there, so my sister's older than me, right?
She's
like 37 and I'm 26. Like my sister's like older, you know, has her shit together or whatever. And the lady from the hospital was like explaining like something went wrong during the procedure with my mom, and my sister starts losing her shit while she's driving us though to the hospital. So it's like a semi truck in front of us, semi truck on the side of us, and I'm like, yo, like calm
just
down,
chill.
You know? And we get to the hospital, and like, you know, because of COVID, they're not letting people visit and shit like that. And my sister's already losing her shit. My nephew is like 12, so he can't go in. And then my aunt had a fucking leg brace on, so I didn't want her to like walk all the way through the hospital.
It's crazy.
I didn't want to go see my mom like that, but I'm like, fuck, like I kind of have to be like the strong, you know,
man
of the house or whatever. And
you gotta show up though.
No,
you
for
gotta show
sure,
up. You
gotta
dude.
Show
up
and,
for your family. Yeah,
and honestly, I'm really glad that I did.
Good, good, good. It's good you did.
So we like, you know, they weren't supposed to even let me in at all, you know?
Yeah,
so
I hear you. I mean, they're being real weird about, like...
I mean, I understand it, though. It's like,
yeah. You know, no, they're taking safety precautions, but...
No, for sure. Like, I fucking...
I think with family, though, like immediate family, dude, they should let you in, bro.
That's why they did, you know?
Come on.
It's my mom, and she was
your mom.
She was in intensive care.
Yeah, so they let me in,
and it was crazy because they, like, had her on this breathing tube. She's plugged up everywhere and all this shit, and, like... You know, like I walked in and I like kind of started like losing my shit for a second, and I kind of like it was like held it together, and then you know I like went up to her, was like holding her hand, like talking to her and shit. I'm like, I love you, like I'm here, and she kind of like opened her eyes a little bit. She kind of like opened them again, and then like the last time, like you know, I kept like calling her name out and just like whatever. She like completely like opened her eyes and like looked me dead in the eye, and it was like the nurses were like high fiving, like oh shit, like she hasn't been this responsive, like.
You
know,
you did that.
And it was like it made me like damn, like
that's crazy.
She really like felt my presence or my energy or something. Dude. And you know, things have been going a lot better since then. She called me today on her cell phone.
That's
I was
crazy.
Like, what the fuck, you know? And
so you're the one that did it.
I'm not saying it wasn't your miracle, but
she looked into your eyes,
dude,
and
it
you're
was
the
like, it was like,
you know what I mean?
Like I could tell that she felt my presence, and it
felt
cool. Fucking.
She doing good. She doing better.
She's doing a lot better because she was like on a fucking breathing like.
The respirator.
The respirator is like a mask, but
okay.
She had like a whole tube.
Oh, in her nose.
No, like going down her throat.
Oh
like,
damn.
You know, like.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fucking really scary to see her like that, but just to know that these nurses, like, I was like kind of judging a book by its cover at first of the place.
Yeah, I know, but I feel where you're coming from because a lot of these nurses, they're doing their job, but you could tell they don't really give a fuck.
I know, and it's like
because my dad just passed last August.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
It's all. I did a whole music project on it
bro.
To get it out. Yeah,
for sure.
To get it out of me, but I realized just dealing with that, the nursing home, some of them were cool.
Yeah,
but you could tell Dude, they deal with so many of these patients, man.
You know? Like, that was one of the first things I noticed is, like, you know, it's hella people around on the computers and all that
shit. Yeah.
And my mom is just sitting here, like, plugged up to this shit. And I'm just like, dude, like, you know, like, these. Not like that they, not that they don't give a fuck, but it's like.
No,
you know,
but just
don't.
Think of this. Put yourself in their shoes, right? Yeah, exactly. You got, like, all these people, all your patients, right? And then you're like, they don't want to fucking clean up shit. Because, you know, like, my dad's pressing the button, like, when he was a lot, like, I have to pee, you know? And then they're, like, ignoring. It's like, at least do your job, you know what I mean? And, dude, like, we got a better attitude than that, you know
what
I mean?
We got to the point where me and my sister, because they gave us a direct line to the ICU department, so we wouldn't have to, like, call the hospital and wait to get transferred and all that shit. They gave us a direct line, and literally they had to tell us to stop calling because we were, we kept checking up on our mom too much, you know?
But, dude, it's like... It's understandable, dude. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know? Yeah, that's the hardest thing, man. It's like, you know, that's the thing is no one preps you like a mom and dad. No one preps you like growing up, schooling or whatever. Mm-hmm. No one preps you for any shit like that.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to learn that shit when it happens. And that's the fucked up part.
Well, see, my mom is very realistic and very like, you know, she has like really bad diabetes, and like my grandma passed away around this same age that my mom is now.
What age bracket is that?
Like 50 to 60. I hear you. Almost,
yeah. And, we have strokes in our family, like strokes and shit like that.
So she, and like, you know, it's like her health hasn't been the best, you know, in the last couple of years. So she's been kind of like warning me and preparing me for stuff.
Yeah.
And I honestly, I feel like that's why, like, I'm kind of. I'm a mama's boy, totally, like, you know.
Me too.
Like,
I love my mom.
I fucking still live with her.
I text my mom every day. Oh, she's in Arizona. I text her every day.
You know, like I'm there with her every day.
I
like pay the rent. I help her up and down the stairs. Help her with the groceries.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
So it's like, I felt like I needed to go and fucking, you know, like, just go see what was going on and figure it out and all that shit. But
what about your pops and all that?
You tell me. I don't know.
Okay.
I do. No. But on Father's Day, she like wrote his number down on some paper. I was like, you should call him, blah, blah, blah. And actually, I'll try to call him this week just so I can let him know what's going on with
Where's
my mom.
Where's he living? Where's he at?
That nigga is either in Florida or in Jamaica. I don't even know.
Those are two pretty different places.
He's Jamaican.
So he just dipped?
He's Jamaican.
Yeah.
They met in Flint, Michigan. I don't know if you know where that is.
Oh, yeah. I've watched Michael Moore's documentaries. That's a pretty rough.
That's where my mom's from.
Damn, that's a rough area, dude. That's a rough, yeah.
Also, I want you to look into Flint, Michigan. Local Flint rap scene right now is going fucking insane.
Flint, Michigan?
Dude, some of my favorite artists right now are from
Flint,
Michigan and surrounding areas.
A lot of that's all they got.
Dude.
Because their housing is crashing.
It's so grimy and gutter and like real and fucking, I don't know.
Good for them, dude. So they have a scene in Flint. There's a rap scene in Flint, Michigan.
So I'm going to name you off a couple of them.
Let's give them some shine right now.
Rio the Young OG.
Okay.
RMC Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We got AK Bandamont, who's from Grand Rapids, though. Mm-hmm. We got Crispy Life Kid, YSR Grams. It's like they're all from Michigan, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. The Michigan rap scene is fucking going crazy right now.
Do you live there for a minute?
Not at all, but it's just.
Where'd you grow up?
Here.
Okay.
I was born in San Diego, and then.
Me too.
Really?
Where? Damn. Sharps?
I don't fucking know. Well, see, my mom.
That would have been weird if you said Sharps. I'd be like,
okay, well, look.
You're like, I was in room 23. Like, We're in the same room as me?
Yeah, same time, right?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
August 25th.
August 13th.
Okay, and then
me and
August.
Stevie Weaver, best friends now. 23rd. Yes, sir. Leo gang, let's go.
That's crazy.
Leo
that's
world.
Crazy.
So look, so my mom.
All August.
August babies.
That's weird.
Chief Keef, also August. Lil B, also August.
That's weird.
Lil Uzi Vert, also August.
That's crazy.
Young Thug, August.
I read horoscopes. I believe in that shit.
I believe in it too, man.
You read that shit?
I mean, not really, but
yeah.
Now that I don't believe in it, I just haven't tapped in enough.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to have an opinion, you know?
So are you religious at all? You're not religious at all?
I prayed more this weekend.
Me too.
Than I've ever prayed in my whole life.
I'm reading the Bible now again.
I got to pull it out, dude.
I haven't read it in over 20 years.
I got to pull it
out. I'm reading it now during these times.
No, it's probably scary.
Check this
out. Probably freaking you out.
This is what I'm doing. I'm not reading it like I believe in the religion. I'm reading it like a tarot card. Like a tarot card. Mm. So what I do, my girl taught me this. She's like, read it like a tarot card, babe. Just meditate for like a minute. And wherever your finger,
wherever you open, that's what you're supposed to read.
Damn.
So I read, I talked about this in my my last episode of my vlog, because I struggle with the dry nutsack. So, like, dry, like... Your response is so funny. What, like, I always had dry skin down there. Don't judge
me. Oh, no, no. I thought you meant like your semen in your nuts.
No. The skin. I always had like an ashy. Ashy, like flaky. I hope you're laughing with me. I always had flaky nut skin. And my ex-girlfriend broke up with me because of it.
Why?
Because one morning
she'd be like sucking your nuts,
flakes on her. No, she had white sheets. So one morning, we got in a fight, and she goes, "You see what I have to deal with?" And she grabbed the white sheets and went like this. And I saw, because the sun was coming through the window, I saw like the flakes, like it was a grip of just like flakes,
Flakes. But it was only on your nuts, or just like your whole like lower?
No, just my nuts. Wow. I have a daily maintenance. I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you got to exfoliate and then moisturize after. Yeah, you know what?
People were saying I need to use maybe coconut oil.
Yeah, just dip your whole sack into the...
She used to give me hints. She would go like this. She'd say, honey, you should try taking hotter showers.
I was like, no, that's probably going
to
make it...
I knew where she's getting at now. She was like, oh, she was trying to get me to moisturize, like, you know? And I would say, no, I don't want... You know, I would, like, fight with her. Mm. But anyway, so this Bible verse said... something about like a dry ball, like being a dry. The first thing I read was being. Remember, Ren? Yeah.
No way.
No, dry crust. It said
what?
The first thing I read was it was speaking directly. This is in the Bible. It said dry crust. It's better to be a dry crust alone, or something like that. So I knew God was talking to me.
Wow.
Dude, I'm not bullshitting. No, this I know is real. You are. I'm not making this up.
Dude,
who else would that be talking about?
Dry crust.
Ren, did I? It was, I mean, the full verse was crazy. The full verse was crazy. It said better to do that, but to be in a household feasting or something like that. So it was telling me, oh, it's better to be like where I'm at.
Yeah.
With like my dry nuts.
And be comfortable with that.
Yeah, and be comfortable with that. Damn. Than like a rich ass mansion eating like a huge Thanksgiving dinner. That's the way I interpret it.
Yeah, no,
so,
for sure.
So I'm telling you, I'm reading the Bible, but in that way. Yeah, more personal. Yeah.
Dude, I'm gonna
try it. You should try it, dude.
Yeah, and my
and
mom,
I'm not religious. I don't believe in religion. I'm against it, but I believe in spirituality.
No, for sure. My mom is very religious, and
you know
like,
what I mean? Like,
dude, I just had like a normal combo. Like I was like talking to the bro or something. I was just like, "Hey, God, it's your boy." I'm like, you know, if you let my mom through this, I'll fucking get all my shit. I promise, you
dude.
Know?
I think there's a battle going on for good and evil, like good versus evil. There's like, and then I think what's happening now with the COVID and all the shit that's happening, it's like trying to like lower our frequencies and shit, like where,
so they can attack.
Like the elite, because I think there's things behind, like there's an elite Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, that are like controlling. I think what's next, they're gonna try to vaccinate us or microchip us. And they're going to try to get rid of paper money. Because if you peep out COVID, they're like, we don't accept money because the virus is on the paper money. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's scary.
And like, I feel like that shit is so easily, like, you could just wipe out someone's fucking
You just read my mind. Because you just read my mind. Because you know? That's crazy you said that. Last night, I was listening to this dude named Jordan Maxwell. He knows about all this shit. Mm-hmm. And he said that they're going to... they're gonna implement just digitized money or like you know like coin what's that
like Coinbase shit
all that shit Bitcoin and all that but then with the digital shit your bank account what is that
you can fucking just wipe
that's it. That's an account number they could just boop erase it and then all your savings and checking all your money is gone dude so what's that gonna do
but then also like if I have a huge box of money somewhere too what is that like you know.
Well, if they get rid of paper money and they force, I think this New World Order shit, they're going to be like, okay, this is a New World Order. We're getting rid of all this old shit. Now No money, none of this. You're going to have to, all your credit card information, all your banking, your driver's license, you're going to have it under your skin. Yeah, like a scanner, you know, like at the grocery store.
Yep.
So it's going to go beep, and it's going to have your name, your birthday.
How far into the future do you think we are into all this? You think we're in it now?
Okay, this is, I might be crazy, but I think I, because the Illuminati, they 33, they like threes, right?
Mm.
33, right? I think it's going to, there's 2000? A third event, because we had the Floyd shit happen, we had the COVID shit happen. There's going to be a third thing happening, I think, in September or October.
Damn.
But it's going to be gnarly. It's going to be like, whoa, it's going to be like really bad.
Fuck.
So that you're asking me, and that's because I've been this, you know, that's why stay up all night. I like watch videos and I think about shit, and I'm like, okay.
You know what? Like,
I didn't mean to like.
No. It's okay.
Go back.
Honestly, like at the end of the day, bro, I'm just like, I know this might sound ignorant or whatever, but like, I kind of feel like I'm just one man with a voice. And I'm going to do as much as I can to, like, be positive and push positivity and...
I love that.
And fucking, you know, just kind of, like, taking care of me.
That's
and
what's the
people
up.
Around
self-care.
Me. Like, you know, like I hate to keep going back to this, but just, like, the whole shit with my mom and just, like, seeing her like that and just, like, knowing that she needs my help right now more than anything, I'm just, like... Dude, I can fucking care less about whatever
but
else.
But that's
you know?
Just said the solution right there. You just said it. It's you got to combat all that shit with just love and compassion and empathy and all that shit.
You feel me?
That yeah, I feel you hard because that's they don't like that shit. They don't like that energy.
For sure.
They want us to be
fighting each other
in fear. Fucking,
it's crazy. Like
you know what I mean?
It's crazy. Like race wars and shit going on in like Long Beach and shit like that.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Actually gonna go to this Peace Walk hosted by my good friend Joey Fats.
Oh, can we let's promote it? What's up?
Yeah,
with it? Let's promote it. Right now.
Friday, July 3rd. I don't know when this is coming out, but
it's gonna come out in 2 weeks.
Okay, so it'll already be done by then. But yeah, we're going on like this. He's throwing like a peace walk because there's been a lot of Hispanic black gang. Stuff going on and like people just like kind of just doing stuff to innocent people and it's just like really fucked up especially at a time where it's like bro like
the elites
like,
want that
like we should be you know united and being together
that's what I'm talking about they want to divide and conquer and
yeah,
look
man.
What they're doing to us now what are we doing at home they're dividing us right
yeah
and then you even added another element they're even pitting one race against each other which has been going on for years and years.
No, for sure. And it's
you
like,
know what
I mean? I wouldn't even, like, that type of shit was going on when I was in high school, and I would not even think that that would still be a thing, you know?
Yeah, it's a major thing.
I remember, like, getting into it with the Hispanic gangs, like, when I was in high school. I wasn't even in a gang, but, like, I had to, like, you know, like, hang out with the gang members to make sure I wasn't getting fucking jumped.
Oh, this was high school?
Yeah, like 2010, 2011.
So yeah, like tag bangers, taggers.
All that,
and
all that. Because I went to Hawthorne High School.
Yeah.
So there was this, I don't want to like, you know, like.
Yeah,
we don't have to say specifics. Yeah, but like.
We don't have to say that.
There was like a Hispanic gang that was very close by. And then, you know, there was Crips and Bloods and shit at my high school. But there was way more of the Hispanic dudes. So there was Tongue and Crips, you know, like. Tongans, like
oh yeah, I know about Tongans. Yeah, yeah.
There are the Tongan Crips that went to my school, and then, and then you know, it's like the Tongans and the Blacks kind of linked up and like to combat. I don't know, dude.
Dudes are
yeah, I know.
They're pretty.
It's kind of glad
diesel,
we kind of glad we had them on our side, you know. But yeah, dude. Like I remember one time I got hit in the face
for what
with a 2x4
for what
like from like wood shop class
for no reason.
It was just like you know like. Kind of like riot going on at the school, and I was like talking to some girl. Like I was literally talking to this girl in the middle of like them fighting and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was literally just standing there, and I looked up into the sun, and a 2x4 is flying through
that's
the air.
Crazy.
It just hit me in the face.
Yeah, that's
the
crazy.
The nails like scratched my face and all this shit. And
that's crazy
it was
for just in wood
shop. I was just you know, no, I, like it was like they took the plank of wood from wood shop and like.
Oh, they took the plank from the inventory and threw it on you.
Yeah, and it hit me right in the face.
You believe that we're still dealing with this shit? It's 20.
That's what I'm saying, like, man, my nigga. That was 10 years ago.
There's aliens out there, and we're worried about, like, we're all humans, but there's alien races out there. There's reptilians and Lyrans, and we're still dealing with this shit. That's what I don't get, because I researched that too. I'm like, okay, so. We're all humans, but then still tripping on petty shit.
They're like, they know what I mean? They care about who's gay and who's straight and who and whatever, who's black and white and whatever. Yeah, like, dude, I don't give a fuck what anybody does in their free time or what their race is or anything.
I hear you. I hear you. You know, let's promote more of your. I want to start promoting more of your music and your videos and all that. So, where could people hear your music and download it?
I really want to get my Spotify numbers back up. So really check out, you know, Spotify, Lil House Phone, all spaced out. A lot of people like to think that it's Lil and then House Phone as a compound word.
Yeah.
L-I-L space house space phone, you know? Like, people try to combine
it. It's L-I-L.
Yeah, Lil, not little.
It's not little, it's L-I-L.
Lil.
So Lil house. Space house
spelled
space
regular.
Phone.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
And then, so are the, is
go check out the Big Phone project. It's everywhere on Apple Music, Spotify. I'm working on a new project right now. I took a little time off of making music for a while. You know, it's like
you go through ups and downs.
Yeah, and like shit gets kind of repetitive sometimes.
I totally hear you.
And honestly, I had to like find new music to get into to be inspired again, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was
who are you some of your inspiration? Like, who are you are you inspired by?
You know, I was like telling you about the whole Michigan scene or whatever. Yeah. I literally been listening to only that to where I've been like making it now too. Like cause it's a very specific sound.
Where could you even find their shit?
Just on YouTube, dude.
You just look at them up?
I'll send you links.
Send me links to that. I want to listen to
like,
it.
Like it's like
so is it raw? Like it's like
it's so raw and unedited and the beats are really fast and sped up. Okay, I like to call it Adderall music because it just fucking like it makes me want to just like you know, snort an Adderall and just go shoot up a school or something.
So would you compare it to like the hyphy movement or like the
you know what it reminds me of?
Like,
you know what it reminds me of? The like early 2012 like Chief Keef Chicago drill music scene. That's what it reminds me of.
Okay, that's
just
specific.
Young
hungry
artists, grimy energy. And they just rap about whatever the fuck is going on, like, in their real lives.
What's the quality? Does it sound like they're recording on a tape recorder or
sometimes,
something?
Sometimes.
I love that.
Sometimes it sounds
that.
Really fucking, like, like, shitty and, like, you know, like, they just, like, literally rapped into the...
Yeah, into like, the MacBook into the internal mic.
You know, with no...
I love that, dude.
And I, like...
That's
I
the good shit right there, huh? That's the good shit.
some of the lyrics might be a little not that woke, you know. They might be a little
it's all right, man. They're expressing themselves, man. They're rapping, they're expressing themselves. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's sometimes it's a couple of mentions of violence against women, which is not the best.
Okay, that's not cool.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
all
right, we don't have to promote those artists.
But like I don't know. I think it's just kind of like normalized.
So is it like angry, like they're rapping angry?
It's like I fucking little like kill my cousin if he stole my lean slap my baby mama.
How old are these cats?
Probably like early. So I'm not saying they're you know, it's just like,
yeah,
it's fucking.
So do they all know each other in Flint? Is it like a collective of artists?
It's not really like a collective, but a lot of them collab and shit. And you know what I will say?
Yeah.
I haven't like seen some like that much like weird like online beef where they're all like beefing with each other and shit.
That's
like that.
Good. They need to unify. That's what will improve their chances if they're unified.
They're doing
big
numbers.
You look at Wu-Tang,
right,
you look at anything successful, they're unified.
That's a fact.
They do it as a crew. You know what I mean?
I never really had like a crew of people behind
that's
me.
That's okay. That's fine.
You know?
That's fine.
I'm kind of like a drifter.
That's fine. You're kind of like a hermit solo artist.
Yeah, hermit. Yeah. I like that.
But you know, it's easier to do that now opposed to like growing up in the 90s.
Fuck yeah.
Because back then you kind of needed a little bit more push as far as being the affiliations or whatever.
Yeah, nowadays.
Now you could just be in wherever,
in your bedroom,
in Alaska, fucking, in a cabin, facts. And you could just upload something and people know who you are.
That's
crazy to me. That's crazy. I know, that you right? Could do that. That's crazy.
No, I know, man.
Man, this flew by. I really enjoyed this.
It's
one.
A sick game.
It flew by.
No, that was. This was a really good
Dude,
one.
I really enjoyed it. That was really awesome.
I think it's one of your best ones.
I think so too. Ren, don't you agree?
How long have you been interning for him?
About a year now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you weren't here when he did any of the porn stars or anything crazy?
No. No. But you know, we're open.
We gotta watch him. We gotta watch him when they're around.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm respectful.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah, I don't. The thing is, you would think I would ask him porn questions.
No, I've watched.
But I ask him, like, oh, you like going to Disneyland?
No. Okay, wait. I really want to have one of my friends, Arietta, come do this whenever she's in town again.
Can you write her information?
Yeah, for sure. I'll send you her
information. Is she open to coming here?
Yeah, for sure.
And afterwards, once we're done, can you write down other fit, like good fits you would think would be a good
1000%, yeah. 1000%, dude.
Let's end it with. I want you to shout out all of your social, your YouTube. If you want to shout out No Jumper, do that. And if you have merch, just push all your stuff.
So I've been working on this little side project that I haven't really revealed to anybody. So go ahead and follow High Rollers 777 on Instagram. Follow me at Lil House Phone on Instagram, Spotify, Lil House Phone, just Lil House Phone wherever the fuck except for Twitter because they got me out of there a long time ago. Twitter. Fuck Twitter, yeah. You know.
You certified? You have the check mark, huh?
On Instagram, but I did not have it on Twitter. Yeah, they fucking got me out of here. I had the same one since high school.
That's cool,
and it was fucking fire. It was like, honestly, I used to love Twitter way more than anything else.
I'm not even on it, dude. I'm scared of it, actually. What's happening?
Well, now you can
say
get
one thing.
It wasn't like that at first.
I didn't want to bring it up, but, you know, like, because my brother's a comedian, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
of course.
Like, the whole Chris D'Elia thing. I didn't bring it up.
It's a lot of shit.
But, dude, that dude was on top of the mountain, right? And then, that Rossi one or two tweets, and then next thing you know, he's labeled as that.
It's fucked, man.
There's no innocent till proven guilty. You could just boom, right?
You're actually
and you're done,
guilty
dude.
Until proven innocent nowadays.
You're done.
And it's like some people have like bounced back from it and some people have like managed to like, you know.
That's a lot of effort, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess
the legal team you need to even what I mean?
You know who fucking combated it the best, like and the fastest I've ever seen was fucking Justin Bieber.
Oh,
It was like less than 24 hours. And yeah, he had fucking receipts.
Defamation. He got him back.
He had receipts. Think about Justin Bieber's team.
What do you learn from that? You gotta keep your receipts.
I don't have any. Okay,
or emails. All right, we'll go.
I was gonna say I don't have any receipts.
We don't have to open that jar. We don't. All right, so thanks for tuning in. We have a Patreon attached to the show if you want to keep. This podcast alive, please go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby. Our newest patrons this week are Sweet Cool Breeze, Jack Learoyd, Marco Flores. Shout out to Marco. Thank you, Marco, for that donation too, Marco. Much love.
Appreciate you.
Caleb McLeod and Isaiah Kilby. I'm working on a new music video. I still need to do more art for it. The pod in which we travel. It should be out next month. We're still working on it. I have a website at steviewebyshow.com if you want to pick up a t-shirt. And on to the t-shirt orders. They're kind of delayed because of COVID and the quarantine right now. So the shipping is a little delayed because it's all messed up out there. But I am keeping my eye on every single order that I'm getting every day. I have a list right here, and I'm emailing you guys back, and I'm doing everything on my end. But I'll keep you guys, if you do get a shirt, know it's going to be delayed. Okay, so go to Instagram/QUANGOU for my Instagram. All my music's at steviewebybandcamp.com. If you want to send stuff, I have a P.O. Box vlog series called Stevie's P.O. Box. Send all your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Support all my friends' podcasts, Losco Projects, Necro Electric, WFE, and No Jumper.
Necrophiliac.
Oh, it's time for Lil Ray's World. Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow.
I got abducted by some aliens, dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's world. Hee-haw!
Well, what the hell do we got here this week? Beep, looks like a goddamn toothpick, man. Hello? Hello? Let me see if I understand what you just said, Mr. Toothpick. You said your name was Nick. You were in high school, you weighed 85 pounds, and you were on the varsity football team for Evergreen High School, man? What the hell's an 85-pounder doing playing football anyway, son? So during your, just during your game against Hamilton High there, you were the running back, and they gave you the ball, and the linebacker crushed your bones, didn't he? Then what else happened, son? Wait a minute. Are you saying the rest of the football team dogpiled on you and crushed every bone in your goddamn body, and you died, didn't you? Well, me and Beep, we'll be your friend. No one's gonna hurt you on this plane. But we did write a song about you, Nick, and it goes like this, son.
This one's about Nick the Toothpick, kids. Listen up. Man, just get a grip, Nick. You're a toothpick. Stay close to me and Beep. They're trying to treat you like a trick, Nick. They broke you like a twig, quick. On the football field, slipped the linebacker, picked you out, tackled you onto your hip. That's when the dog pile formed and you heard it quick. Every bone inside your body crushed and you couldn't dip. Wishing that you were more thick, the blood was gushing out your lip.
Join us in about a week or so for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. And make sure you go to www.stevieweebyshow.com and pick yourself up a t-shirt or something, man. Let's get her done.